From the Tie Cats Audio Network, this is Tie Cats Today with Braden Neville.
On today's episode, the Tie Cats' newest receiver, Luther Hakunavonu, joins the show to discuss getting adjusted to life in Hamilton, his different experience at the CFL Combine than most players have, reuniting with Bo Levi Mitchell and helping out in the community throughout the offseason. And Mark Leggio joins the show to discuss getting ready to help youth from around the region get a new pair of kicks through the Kicks for Kids community program. It's Wednesday, March the 20th, 2024, and this is Tie Cats Today. When Luther Hakunavonu first came into the CFL, his first professional game was against the Hamilton Tiger Cats with then quarterback Bo Levi Mitchell in Calgary. That happened on September 17th, 2021. And his first touchdown pass came from, you guessed it, Bo Levi Mitchell. So a little bit of chemistry there in that exact same year in 2021, which was his rookie season. So it's only fitting he's made his way across the country to play with Bo Levi Mitchell in the place where it all began, Hamilton. Funny enough, his first regular season game with the Tiger Cats as a member of the Tiger Cats will be against the Calgary Stampeders in Calgary, week one with Bo Levi Mitchell. They'll both be making their return to the field in Calgary. So it's a pretty big full circle moment there. It'll be definitely one they have both have marked on the calendars. Now, before that all happened in that 2021 season, Luther Hakunavonu also went through the draft combine, but it was a little different that year. There was no combine. There was a COVID year, so players were sending in film and tape, and not to mention they hadn't even played the season before. So we got into that, playing with Bo Levi Mitchell again and more. Luther, good to have you on the show, man. How you been doing?
I'm good. Good to be here. Thank you for having me. I'm been good. You know what I mean? Weather's been pretty good, so I have no complaints.
It looks like you're in the locker room there. Have you been training today?
Yeah, a little bit. Got a little workout in, so it's about to head home pretty soon. So
nice. And what have those first couple months been like? I know it's the off season, but what have this first month and a half or so been like as a member of the Tie Cats? And I've seen you around a lot of events and doing a lot of stuff out in the community already.
I mean, it's been good. Just getting to meet everybody and see faces to some of the names that, you know what I mean, guys we've been talking to or familiar faces of, like Bo, for an example, and just seeing some of the guys in the locker room and around. It's been good. Very welcoming, too, as well. Just, you know what I mean, again, being in the community and just having people come saying it's nice to have me and, you know, they're excited for the season. So, honestly, I have no complaints. It's just been pretty good and just gets me excited to heading into the season.
What's it like knowing you're going to get to reconnect with Bo Levi Mitchell, the guy who threw you your first touchdown pass ever back in 2021?
Yeah, no, it's incredible. It's honestly just full circle, too. Like, I forget who I was talking to the other day. It was just more so saying that my first catch was here, you know what I mean? Obviously,
yeah.
It was one yard short of the end zone there. But, again, it was also from Bo, and just being able to have that moment here and kind of come back and play here and be able to do that in front of my friends and family is kind of incredible as well. So, no, I'm definitely excited. I think the connection's been there, and it's something we can build upon going forward as well. And just really excited, to be honest.
When you signed here, did he reach out to you?
Yeah, like he had. We talked a little bit even before that. I know he had. I remember. I think when he initially came here, or somewhere halfway through the season, because my picture is posted in the Stamps.
Yeah,
store. He sent that to me saying, "Is that you?" I was like, "Yeah." He's like, "Well, maybe it's hinted towards something," but I was like, "I don't know. We'll see." You know what I mean? But he reached out, sure, gonna get throwing around and getting back on the field soon enough. So it's been good.
I mentioned earlier, you've been out in the community a lot. You've been doing a lot of different things. Is that something that's always been important to you? Is to give back as much as you can and go to these events and go to these different things?
Yeah, 100%. Growing up, how I got into the game and just how far I came, a lot of it was through people who were other leaders in terms mm-hmm. of teams and stuff like that, who kind of just helped out. Or, for an example, like Dexter Janke, when he was in the league at the time, you know what I mean? Like, I would be there training with those guys, and, you know what I mean, they'd allow me to kind of be in their space and pick their brains here and there. And I felt like that was something that kind of helped me become who I am. And again, like, my parents always raised me to be nice to you know, people in general, and, you know, mm-hmm. and other good things will happen to you. And I think, again, just in general, those, like, the community is what helps us or brings us here to be able to do this and play in front of these people. And I think it's a very important thing to kind of give back. And also just, you know, I mean, future players and you know, people that look up to you. I think sometimes you kind of don't realize the amount of power you have in that sense. So
yeah,
it's always great to kind of just give back and you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it feels like you're on a world tour, because every time I see an event or something, you're out there, you're out with in the public. So it's been great to see that. You mentioned future stars and doing stuff for them. The CFL Combine's coming up here. What was your experience like in the Combine? What's kind of that whole process like as a player?
Mine's a little different. I feel like just because mine happened during COVID, it just kind of feels like that year got skipped a little bit in terms of just everything and kind of the process. I mean, it was definitely different, I'll say that. Just having to do all these drills. I mean, honestly, I think it was both beneficial and whatnot. You don't really have that same pressure in terms of like performance with coaches and kind of people watching in that sense. Because it was behind the camera, mind you, yeah, it's still testing. You still got to perform. But I think that was a big thing where it's just like it alleviated a lot of that pressure and stress in that sense, because I was able to kind of just do it in the comforts of my, you know what I mean, places I've been training.
True.
Places I got better at, so it was very comfortable in that sense. And then the downfall on that is that I didn't have a season my last year, and then on top of that, the combine being virtual, we didn't really have one-on-ones. So
true.
Like, I think there's part of me that kind of was unsure in the senses of like where I was, just because, you know what I mean, they're looking at tape from 2 years ago. Like, I felt like I was completely different because I trained for the whole year. So like that part didn't really get showcased as much because again there was no compete aspect to it. But again, I was lucky enough to get drafted, and just the rest from there is history, I guess.
Did it almost feel like there was no chance to really change your draft stock at that point? You know, not having that season, like, it kind of makes a difference, right? Like, you can have a few games in a row and you can go higher in a draft.
Yes and no. I feel like honestly, I benefited more probably training throughout that whole year than I would have playing per se, just because I think that one alleviated a lot of possibility injuries or anything like that in that within that season, to be fair. And then just two, like, it allowed us to really focus on like separate things a lot more than the original time. And even then, when we came back, I think camp was pushed back to June at that time. So like, again, we had more than enough time to fit in and get, you know what I mean, ready for training camp. And I remember even just coming in training camp, like, I felt like I could run forever. Mind you, like, you know what I mean, we've been on the track, again, a whole year on the track definitely changes things. So, I definitely thought that benefited me in the long run. So, wouldn't change that.
When you do those interviews with teams and you're talking to different teams, what kind of questions are getting asked to you?
You mean draft wise?
Yes, yeah, draft wise.
I mean, for me personally, a lot of it was, I got, I guess, a little bit of both in the sense of like some serious questions pertaining to football. I got a lot of personal and just personality questions. I think some of it, a lot of teams just try to focus on, I guess, who you are and your character. And then, I mean, coming off my last year that I did play university-wise, I had a lot of drops that season. So it was even, like questions like, you know what I mean, what was primarily the reason of those drops? And, you know what I mean, like, what did I do within the time of, you know what I mean, not having a season and just to get better in that sense. So it was a lot of that. And then just a little bit of thought process, like, you know what I mean, before the snap happens, like, what's your thought process? What are you looking at? And just to see, I guess, how you view the game before they have an input, and just like where you, you know what I mean? So it was mainly a lot of those questions. And then again, like, just outside things, more characteristics, like, you know what I mean, what you like to do outside of football, focuses, goals. And I think that was just a lot of it was just trying to see the character of a person. Because I think sometimes that doesn't show a lot, especially when you just play football and that's really all they see. And I think some of it is just also for them trying to bring somebody who can help the locker room in and out as well. So,
yeah. Did you ever get any weird questions? Were there any that you're like kind of stumped you a little bit?
Not necessarily, not off the top of my head. I mean, honestly, within the process, maybe. Not really, nothing I can think of off the top of my head. Again, a lot of this pressure again was alleviated because a lot of these calls were assumed. I would say though, the only one, I remember when Calgary called, like everybody was on the call. Whereas like most of the other calls that I had, it was just more like one-on-ones or like, you know what I mean, maybe 2 to 3 people in the chat. Whereas like Calgary popped in and I kind of just added them, like, oh, okay, all right. but yeah, no. From questions, I don't really recall too much, but.
Are you almost training those events? You're training those specifically for before you go to the combine?
I would like to think most people do, just at least draft questions. I mean, not only ones you could get asked, but also just, I guess you could ask questions as well, just for your own sake. And I remember just even me going in, like I would just ask teams like what they thought I did well at and what I needed to improve based off of what they saw, just in terms of like if I was to get drafted at that point, obviously, and then what I could also improve going into camp, or if there are things that they saw that I did well, just to, you know what I mean, that would help me kind of just see if we're on the same page, and also just, you know what I mean, again, things to improve and go from there. I think that was one thing for me and my trainer too, where he kind of discussed, because again, he went through that process when he was in that scenario. So it was just like getting me ready, because you never know what it is that can make it or break it with some teams. And I mean, at the end of the day, you kind of really want to be prepared for anything and everything. So
absolutely. I mean, yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I always like to watch a little bit if I can and see. It seems like the guys get faster and faster every year, and then the 40 and all these different events. So it'll be interesting to see that. And what do you think about the rest of the guys with you? Tim White, Terry Godwin, and the rest of the group in this receiving core?
I mean, I feel like we have a lot of guys that could do a lot of damage in general.
Yeah.
I think we're very diverse in terms of guys that have abilities to do kind of different abilities in the game, and also just learn from each other as well. And I think the biggest thing, just coming in here, obviously we haven't really got a chance to kind of talk and see everybody, but I think it's just being a unit and then just, again, learning from each other. A lot of it, but I think there's definitely a big potential for us. I feel like a lot of people might look at us as the underdogs in terms of the receiving corps, but we might surprise the surprise. I wouldn't have it any other way. You know, I mean, an underdog in my life. So yeah. So I think we're definitely gonna open eyes, and I'd rather let the work show itself than me sit here and make empty promises. So.
Well, does it help having a quarterback that you used to play with, a guy you know his tendencies in Bo and coming to a new team?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like, I think at the end of the day, chemistry does matter in any sport you play, obviously. But just the aspect of, you know, I mean, certain throws and just he understands how I run and certain routes and, you know, I mean, seeing me run certain things, and obviously, yeah, we had a year apart. Some things might be a little different in certain aspects, but I mean, that's also part of the game, right? Just adapting and being able to move on from there. But again, I think it goes a long way in the long run. Kind of excited to see where the kind of journey continues going. So,
are you looking forward to training camp? It seems like we're getting pretty close now. It's about a month and a half out. Are you getting ready to get going here and play some football?
Listen, I mean, as much as I like the off season to getting better and everything, nothing compares to being back on the field and, you know what I mean, playing games and just being in that competitive mindset with a bunch of the guys. And that's an environment that I'm obviously excited to. And again, the closer it gets, the more jittery.
Yeah,
and then the nerves kind of settle in and stuff like that. But again, it's that's what keeps us coming back to this game, and You know what I mean? We enjoy it because of that part, essentially. So, now I'm very excited. And just for not for myself and just for the guys and the team itself. So
I'm looking forward to it. I'm ready to watch some football. It's been, feels like it's been too long now. We got to get going here. And I guess training camp's coming up in May. What's the training like as you gear up for training camp in these next month and a half?
I mean, for myself, it hasn't been nothing too crazy.
Yeah.
It's been pretty basic, same stuff. Usually, like, I run four times a week, lift five times a week. So it's just kind of keeping the same paces, more refining towards the end of the, you know what I mean, the off season and kind of getting ready for the season and stuff like that. But I think just keeping straight to the game plan that we've had since I came in, and it's worked for me. So just keep pushing with that and kind of just keep running, get ready or be ready before camp gets here and go from there. But yeah.
Luther, I appreciate you joining me today, man, and we'll definitely have to get you on again as training camp starts. Great to see you, and we'll see you around the stadium, and thanks for coming on the show today, man.
Sounds good. Appreciate you having me. Thank you very much.
That was Luther Hakunavanu. So when Mark Leggio first joined the Ticats last season, he was made aware of an important community program he instantly had a huge part in helping out with. The team's longest-running community program for the Ticats, Kicks for Kids, with partners Carmen's Group and United Way. This program has raised over $100,000 and have given youth in the community over 1,000 pairs of shoes. Last year, Mark helped out by raising $4,600 for Kicks for Kids, kicking field goals over 40 yards, with every yard after 40 equaling $100. No pressure there. So basically how it works is, if you have a 41-yard field goal, that's $100 raised to Kicks for Kids. If it's a 55-yard field goal, you can do the math, $1,500 raised for Kicks for Kids. And today he spoke to me about helping out with the cause and continuing it for a 16th season. So Legs, Carmen's Group, United Way, and the Hamilton Tiger Cats are teaming up for Kicks for Kids for a 16th season. So they give back to the youth and the community and provide hundreds of kids with a new pair of running shoes. And it's something you're going to be a big part of, because for every field goal or for every yard after 40 yards you kick, it'll be $100 donated. So what do you think about the cause and being such a big part of something like this, Legs?
I think the cause is just so great. Being a part of it for my first year last year and just seeing like how excited the kids were to, you know, to be getting a new pair of shoes was just something awesome to see. And just like during the game, you know, when we're out past 40, it's just like that little thing in the back of my head. It's like, you know, it's not just putting 3 points on the board. It's also, you know, getting a new pair of shoes in a little guy's hand. So it's just an awesome feeling, and I'm just happy to be able to be a part of it.
Did you feel a little bit of pressure when you first heard about this? And then, you know, like the whole after 40 yards thing, did you start feeling a little bit more pressure there, Mark?
Yeah, you know, obviously it was a little bit more on my head, you know, it's just a little bit more than just kicking a field goal here, but it's just awesome. It means more than just like I said, putting 3 points on the board, and it's going to a bigger cause that's going to put a smile on the younger generation's face in the long run.
And you mentioned actually, the Ticats are actually out with the kids getting these shoes, but what's it like to see them and how excited they are to be around you guys and get the chance to get a new pair of running shoes?
It's awesome. You know, it's actually coming up this weekend, so I'm going to be able to be a part of it again. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to it, because even just as soon as they got off the bus and got in the store, everyone just started like their eyes open wide to look at all the shoe options and stuff. And just being able to even help them, you know, scan the shoes and see if we have like their size in stock. It's pretty awesome, and it's a pretty cool day to be a part of.
With everything that's going on in the world right now, there's a lot more families struggling to afford shoes and to afford certain things for their kids. So how important is it for this partnership between United Way and the Ticats and Carmen's Group to go out there and actually help and get these kids in a new pair of running shoes and help them be more active out there?
I think it's a huge thing, right? You know, you want the kids to have that active lifestyle, and being able to know, get a new pair of running shoes and let them be able to do what they need to do in the proper attire is a big thing. And I know it's what's going on in the world these days is a big thing. And just having that like little foot in the door to help wherever I can, especially being able to help with my strong suit in football, is even a bigger opportunity for me. And it's just something that, you know, I feel really good about being a part of, and I'm glad that I get to see like the kids get those shoes eventually after, you know, the season's done and we get those 40 plus yarders.
Are you practicing the 40 plus yarders a little bit extra now, Legs?
Yeah, I'm not working on the 40 and in anymore, just 40 plus. So, you know, make sure every kick counts.
Yeah, and you mentioned to me a story where last season there was a 57 yarder opportunity. I mean, like, when you see that, like, are you like, okay, like, obviously you're worried about the game, but like, I mean, that could be huge. If you hit like a 55 yard field goal, that's a lot of shoots.
Yeah, like, you know, Labor Day game, when they put me out there from 57, I crushed it. It would have been good from probably 60 plus, but it's like, just like a little bit. And then in my head, it's like, damn, that would have been a lot of donations to charity. But, yeah, you know, like, I just hope we get some opportunities like that again. And, it's pretty cool that, you know, just being like 1 yard each time could just be that many more shoes in their hands. So, I think it's just like an awesome idea for the charity, and it just feels so good to be a part of it.
Mark, you've been out at a lot of different events throughout this offseason. Is it important for you to give back to the community as much as possible?
Yeah, like the more and more that I get out there in the community, just like Hamilton itself is just so big, and like what they give back to the team, and like we just want to give back as well. Being a part of that Tiger Cats community is just, it's been awesome so far. Like meeting new people every day, you know, hearing like what they do every day and how much they've watched the team and how big they are involved in the team. Mm-hmm. It's just something great to be a part of. And I look forward to every opportunity I get to be out there, especially with like the little ones, you know, seeing them like in the BeFit program and stuff like that. It means so much to me, you know, just putting a smile on their face and then getting to meet me and getting to know the players a bit more, how much you want to help the community as well.
Yeah, and it's showing, like, when you see you guys like you and all of them out, and you see how much this community and how much these Ticats fans appreciate seeing the Hamilton Tiger Cats out in the community, you can really see it means a lot to a lot of people. And especially with this program, 16 straight seasons, that's incredible. That's so many pairs of shoes. And it's awesome that you're going to be a part of this. And I'm hoping you hit every single one, Mark, as I always do. But now we have a little extra incentive now for you to do it.
Yeah, you know, that's the goal. Just, you know, my motto is go one for one, but now there's a little bit more on the saying, you know, go one for one adds a pair of shoes, you know?
Yeah. Perfect. Well, Mark, I appreciate you joining me today, man, and I'm looking forward to seeing you hit those 40-plus yarders.
Thanks, man. I appreciate being on the show, and glad to be a part of this charity. It's awesome.